What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man, show a friend of the show, Coach Dave Paulson. Now, Holy Cross Crusaders, he went back home to his home of Massachusetts to coach this good team up there, Patriot League. Coach, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. I'm doing great. Beautiful day here in Worcester. We got a couple more days of summer school with our guys, and a little break before we go back on the road recruiting.
I hear that, Coach. You know, I saw your old guy, Keith Ergo, this week at Lake Point, man. Tell me about Ergo's energy, man. I've talked to Lake Point, man. He fired up. Just want to go talk to him at the event, another Army event this past weekend. Talk about work for him, his energy, what he's going to do before them going forward, man.
Well, you know, Ergo makes coffee nervous. He's so excitable, you know. I mean, he's just full of energy. And, you know, he's really – you know, I think Kyle Neptune did a phenomenal job of laying the foundation there for them, you know, and then Keith just took it the next steps, you know. He's got so much energy that it's impossible for the guys on the team to not play with a similar level of energy. Like, they, like, you know, we can't be shown up by this guy, right? And then, you know, in addition to the energy, he's just got an unshakable belief in the guys, and they know it. They feel it. So I think he was able this year to get more out of the team and more out of each individual player than what, you know, quote unquote experts might have predicted, right? Because they just, you know, belief, you know, to quote Ted Lasso, belief is a powerful thing. And so I think Ergo's done an unbelievable job. And the atmosphere at Fordham home games, when we got the conference play, I don't know if you've seen video of it. I mean, unbelievable electric atmosphere. It's a small gym. Because of that, the students camped out, waited in line for 2 hours to get in the gym. They had a DJ in the quad. Guys all came in. They took their shirts off. They called them the shirtless herd. It was an awesome atmosphere. So it was a ton of fun being around Ford and program for the last couple of years.
100%, and then you get to come to Holy Cross, a great job in the Patriot League, one of the best jobs in the league, in my opinion. So, to me, that's an opportunity that really kind of stuck with you to want to go up there, come back home, and take over this program and help get this team to winning Patriot League titles again, try to beat Matt Langle up there at Colgate.
Yeah. Me and eight other coaches trying to figure out how to beat Langle. You know, he's certainly he and his staff and the guys there at Colgate has certainly set the standard. But we're, you know, we're going to go right after them, as will other teams in our league. And it should be exciting.
100%. Coach, talk about hiring a high quality staff, man, how important that is to have a great staff around you who knows what you're trying to look for, who's loyal to you and loyal to your vision and mission for this program, and to help the young men become better on and off the court.
Yeah, I think it's so important. It's the first thing that I really focused on. The first thing I did when I got the job, simultaneously, the two guys I knew that I wanted for sure to get locked in here. One was to retain R.J. Evans, and R.J. Was a great player at Holy Cross. Was also an academic called Patriot League guy, so he understands the Patriot League. He loves Holy Cross. Now, the day I came on campus, he reminded me that he dropped 31 against my Bucknell team when he was a freshman, and he showed me a picture of him with a ball where he just stolen at me, kind of raising my fist all angry. And despite that, I still hired him. But
you're a good man for that.
But he's been phenomenal, and he's a great mentor to these guys. He's a great ambassador for Holy Cross. And what, you know, I like to say, no job for him is too big, no job is too small. So he's if you didn't know any better, you would think that RJ had been a part of one of my staffs for 10 years as opposed to 10 days, you know, and so just really been a seamless tradition or transition. And then the next thing was, you know, to try to hire Bryson Johnson back on my staff as my associate head coach. Bryson was the all-time leading Patriot League three-point shooter at Bucknell. The best player I coached at Bucknell was Mike Muscala, who's still in the NBA. But the most important player I coached was Bryson because he really set the tone with his energy, with his leadership. He did a phenomenal job for me at George Mason. Went to Vermont, where they won two American East championships and went to the NCAA tournament. And so I was really happy and fortunate to be able to bring him back. And then Ted Rawlings, who had been with me as my director of operations for 3 years at George Mason, and sent him out to get recruiting and coaching experience at the Division I level at Texas A&M Commerce. And he was there as a transition from Division II to Division I. They did a phenomenal job. And he's as hard a worker as I've ever been around, unbelievably organized, loyal. So it's a great staff, they're great teachers and coaches and mentors and recruiters, and they complement each other. And I think that's what's important. You know, you don't want to just go get, there were so many guys who have been so good as assistant coaches who I wasn't able to hire, but because it's like the composition and the chemistry and the makeup and the strengths and weaknesses kind of working together. I'm really excited about the group.
So, sir, you mentioned Mike Muscala. I call him Musk. We put him here with the Hawks, man. I used to cover him, but it's because, you know, the Hawks is why I cover when I'm not doing a radio show. Talk about Mike Muscala, yep, man, and seeing what Muskie's done. He's Atlanta Hawks, best second round draft pick in a long time. We held the second round picks very well. He's the best one we ever had. So talk about Mike Muscala, what we call Muskie around here, man.
So we called him Moose, okay? So that was what we called him. He was the Moose man. And people would make like little moose horns when he knocked down shots at Bucknell. And, you know, it's just so cool to see a guy, you know, that, you know, really, we were the first Division I scholarship offer at Bucknell. And, you know, he wasn't highly recruited. He wasn't a sneaker circuit thing. And I had him at Bucknell, and it was halfway through, you know, the fall of his freshman year. I'm like, oh my God, we got something here. Because in addition to the skill and the size and the ability to touch, you know, he was relentlessly competitive. You know, he wasn't the strongest kid, but he was so uber competitive. And every year we'd come back and say, okay, here's one or two things you got to add to your game. And he would do it. You know, a lot of people talk about it. He would do it. And for him to spend, you know, he's finished 10 years in the NBA. And he shows so much character because there's times where he's played a big role. He had a pretty big role when he's with the Hawks. When he's with the Sixers. But he was with OKC and they were in a rebuild and they want to play younger guys. And, you know, I know talking to Mark Dagnall, the coach at OKC, he just loved him because he was so professional. He's such a leader, such a great locker room presence. So, you know, I think we talk to our guys all the time about be a star in your role, whatever that role is. And that's what Mike has embodied. And 10-year NBA veteran, that's pretty good.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was hoping that he would play some when it was against the Hawks in the playoffs, but Joe didn't play him. But it was good to see him because I covered him, and I know him very well from when we covered him with the team. So I was happy to see him and Al Horford on the same team, by the way. It was with Boston, you know, two guys who I covered here with the Hawks when they was here representing the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep. Great guys.
Now, Coach, let's guess, man, how have the workouts been for you guys, getting your guys to establish your culture, establish how you do things? How much has it been put in star versus working on their games and individual to get them ready for fall here?
You know, it's been a blend. You know, so we've certainly been working on individual skills with them because I think that's just the building block. And this is the time when you can get better as an individual player. But we have tried to install some things offensively, just for some concepts, so that they understand. You know, I think defense is most important, but offense is the most intricate, right? And so, you know, I tell them all the time, don't get the wrong impression. We haven't worked a lot on our defense because we're going to be doing it every day come the fall. But you know, the nuances and intricacies of playing offense and playing off of each other and being able to read and react, you know, this is a good time to do it. And it also has enabled me to get a better sense, okay, you know, what do I have here? You know, and who are going to be our guys that, you know, we can really rely on? And then they go home. Now they've got 6 weeks to work on some stuff. And then I've got 6 weeks to, like, really, you know, in more detail, when I could finally take a breath, say, okay, now let's plan for the season. Now I have a pretty good idea what I have to work with. Now, how do we want to structure everything offensively and defensively?
100%, Coach. And Coach, how much do you mix in showing the guys clips of the NBA on Synergy to kind of show guys who they can play like and who guys they can emulate so they can be better on the court in their roles, as we say, star in their roles that you might envision for them to have going forward?
Well, you know what? We'll do that more during the season. But what we have done is you know, in our 6 weeks, we have five pillars of our program, our core values. And the first week, we had the assistant coaches present on those pillars. And then the other 4 weeks, we just finished up last night, you know, three or four guys on the team, they present to the whole team about the pillars and what does it mean on offense and what does it mean on defense and what's the definition, what's it mean in the community. And we would really encourage them, you know, go get clips. And so there are a lot of clips of Draymond Green and talking and communication, you know, or Kobe Bryant in terms of toughness or relentlessness, you know, or just, you know, Kyle Lowry, how many charges he takes, and guys dive on the floor for loose balls. And Kobe, they're winning by 30, and he turns the ball over and runs the guy down and blocks his shot, you know. So we really, more than the style of play, we try to show them or have them show each other clips from the NBA of guys buying into these values that are the precursor to having any kind of sustained success on the court.
I think Coach Paulson, the NBA Finals with Denver and Miami, your body's all what we're discussing. Those two teams that are on the court playing the right way, defensively, playing hard, game plan, discipline, all the things that you want a basketball team to be. I feel like Denver and Miami embody what you want a team to be. There's truly two teams who are about winning in any all costs. And it's been about team, been selfless, doing what's best for the team, not myself.
Yeah, there's no question. And, you know, one of the things that I try to do is give NBA terms to stuff we're doing. You know, and so some of the offensive concepts where we kind of play through a small ball five. So we could either call it Jokic or Bam. And we just went with Bam because it's one syllable. It's easier for me to yell out. But we did talk about that. We watched a couple of times. We, you get some pizza and, you know, don't tell our nutritionist, but maybe some wings up here in the office and watch some of the NBA finals together, just a team bonding. But, you know, and then so I'm like, hey, what's that? Oh, that's the lay action. Oh, yeah, well, that's what we run. You know, just like, oh, yeah. So they can see all that sort of stuff that, you know, the Heat's running for Denver. You know, that's what we're doing as well.
Yes, it's just so beautiful to watch. And it's good that you're young men are getting to see that. And for you, Coach Paulson, with this new transfer portal NIL world, how does it affect you in the Patriot League? Because I know when you get, you might get guys good after a while, and the big boys come calling for them, try to keep, train those guys and show them that, hey, if you can play well, the scouts will find you. You might go to five school, you become off the bench, then you won't get drafted or get looked at at all.
I'm going to have them talk to you, okay? Because that's the pitch, right? There's two things to it. One is, you know, Holy Cross is a top 30 small liberal arts college in America. You know, this is a transformational experience academically. It's got an alumni network that is second to none. And so really, you know, and we're going to see what we can do in the NIL space. But our guys' NIL comes when they graduate, okay, because they're going to get unbelievable jobs. What Holy Cross basketball alums are doing is nothing short of mind-numbing how successful they've been. And so we can show them that. And in the recruitment process, you want guys not just to come for the basketball, but to come for the totality of the experience and really be, you know, enmeshed on this campus. But by the same token, when I coach in the Patriot League, in 1 year, we had two guys drafted, C.J. McCollum and Mike Muscala. And I coached for 6 years in the A-10. We never had two guys drafted from the A-10 at the same year. So you're right. If you can play, they're going to find you. And I think you get better taking the game-winning shot. And if you miss it, coach calls your number again. And there's been plenty of studies. I think the average, you know, every average guy who transfers, every time he transfers up kind of one level, you know, his points per game go down by like 4 or 5 points per game. His usage rate, according to Synergy, goes down a high percentage. His minutes are reduced by 10 to 15%. The grass is not always green. And I know because I did that same thing, you know, and went to the A-10 as a coach. And I know how fulfilled and happy, excited I was coaching in the Patriot League. And so I could kind of use my own tale as a cautionary tale as well.
100%, because I know my alma mater, Tennessee State, Robert Covington's still in the NBA. John Morant out of OVC. So all these guys who from small colleges, Damian Lillard out of the Wavering River State. So if you can play, I feel like I'd rather be a guy in a 1B league on a small little mid-major team where I can show myself every night to the scouts, whether I'm come off the bench, whether it's playing, I make a mistake, I get the quick hook. You know, I'd rather do it this way, do it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Coach, one more for you, man. So I know you're a Massachusetts guy, man. So let me ask you, man, how are you feeling about your Red Sox and Patriots, man? How are you feeling about them, man? How are you feeling going for the rest of the summer, man?
Well, you know, the Red Sox have not been, you know, performing quite like what we want, all right? But there's still time. And, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, spent a lot of time in Massachusetts, but I became a Red Sox fan in 1975 when Fred Lynn was rookie of the year and the MVP, and I've been a Red Sox fan ever since. So I got belief in them. I know the Patriots are going to be good. And, you know, what I'm just hoping is our women's lacrosse coach is Amanda Belichick. So I'm hoping she's going to be able to, you know, give me some tickets to some Patriots games, maybe some sideline passes. But I know they're going to be right back there in the thick of things.
Now, Coach, it's hard for me to talk to my Uncle David, who lives in West Peabody, right outside of Boston. No, he gives me heck about what happens, Bo. He only let me live it down, man.
Okay.
Like, Uncle Dave, come on, man. Like, can we not bring this up today?
Yeah. You know? That's funny.
Uncle wears me out about this. I say, that's why I don't come see you. When the hospital itself is why I don't come see you. For that reason right there. That's why I'm
Well, the people in Massachusetts know how to give each other a hard time. That's for sure. They've been masters at it before Sam Adams was a beer. All right?
Yes, indeed. Coach Paulson, good to talk to you again, man. I'll be cheering for you. Can't do this game with you real soon, Coach. I love our chats, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
See you, Coach. Thank you, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.